Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you back to the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February 10th of 2021. And again, I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, as usual. And I have to say, we set the show for the regular time, for the regular length, 90 minutes, starting at 6:30 p.m. We don't know what happened, but it is my very, 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 very sincere apology as for what happened. I didn't do it. So I do not know what on earth happened on their end. But anybody you know that's listening, you can please contact them and let them know. We are back live. We are back on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to get back into the show. I will first remind you of a couple of very, very, very quick things, and then we're going to get right into some worship and then into the Word of the Lord tonight, and then my prediction on will Michigan win the Big Ten tournament or will it be Michigan State or who will it be? So, very quickly, I want to let you know you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers with an I, riversofmiracles.com. To find out more information about the book that we wrote about me, it's called Rivers of Miracles. It chronicles the many miracles that Jesus has done in my life. And it's a great read. And if you don't want to ask Jesus into your life after you read it, or if you don't want to, you know, then. But I really want you to check out that book, find out more information about it on riversofmiracles.com. You can also check it out at the Grace A. Memorial Dow Library here in Midland. And take a look at it. Great read. You'll be so glad you read it. I promise. The other thing I want to say really quick is, the Miracle Man is now live. Excuse me. We now have a PayPal where you can sow seed into the Miracle Man program. If the Miracle Man show has been a blessing to your life, feel free to sow seed as much as you want, whenever you feel like it. Maybe you just want to do it to fight the devil. You can go to paypal.com. And then in the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla, with a space in between Rivers and Shukla, of course. And Rivers is R-Y-V-E-R-S, capital R, of course. Rivers space Shukla, capital S-H-U-K-L-A. And as I said, give as you feel, give as the Lord leads you to. And we believe that as you sow seed, you reap what you sow. He who soweth sparingly reaps sparingly. He who sows bountifully also reaps bountifully. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I'll still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day, your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep. I never thought I'd reach these open seas. Your love never fails. The castle was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. Oh, you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh no, your love never fails. Jesus, you make all things work together for my good. All things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh no, your love never fails. Never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Mm-hmm. when you call me by name, I live to say, God, you reign. You know my heart. You know my heart. And you call me by name, I live to say, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. You part the sea. You move the mountains with the word that you say. My song remains, God, you reign. Mm-hmm. You part the sea. You move the mountains with the word that you say. Song remains, God, you reign. Yes, Lord, God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing it unto the Lord, hallelujah, 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 God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we have so much to give thanks for. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am filled. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am filled, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am filled. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am filled. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you are to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. We love you tonight, Jesus. And we just thank you that your hand is on our life, and it's great to be a Christian. It's so great to be a Christian and to have you as our Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord God, for every listener tuned in to this broadcast tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that they would receive you tonight, wherever they are, that they would be ready to receive from you tonight, from your great word, as we continue to study in your great word tonight, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you just strengthen us, that you fill us more and more and more, and that we are, thank you for everything that we are, everything that we have in you. Thank you that in you all things are possible through you, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that whatever these listeners have need of tonight, that need is met through you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that as we study, that you would impart things to us. In the name of Jesus. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I claim that huge amounts of finances would come into this program. I claim that huge increases in listenership would come into this program. And most of all, I thank you for a huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great work, this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. And amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what the Bible says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clap if you believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 119. Woo! Amen. Psalm chapter 119. And remember, Psalm 119 is a very long chapter. I started reading it last night. And we cut off after verse 72. So I am going to begin reading from Psalm 119, verse 73. And of course, many people would know this as the word chapter. Amen. So I'm going to begin with verse 73. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who hear you rejoice when they see me. For I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me so that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant put to shame. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without a cause. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you, may those who fear you turn to me. Those who understand your statutes, may my heart be blameless toward your decrees, so that I may not be put to shame. Next passage, beginning with verse 81. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes may fail me looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for men contrary to your law. All of your commands are trustworthy, keep me without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. 89. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day. For all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. By all perfection, I see a limit. But your commands are boundless. 97. Next passage. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers. Hold on. This guy is not bragging. The psalmist here is not bragging. No, he's not bragging. He's saying that because he trusts in the Lord. I have more insight than all my teachers because I meditate on the statutes of the Lord. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have sought me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. None. 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have taken an oath and I have confirmed it. And I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. One thirteen. I hate double-minded man, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, so that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. 118. You reject all who stray from your decrees. For their deceitfulness is in vain. All of the wicked of the earth you discard like frost. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. 121, this will be the last passage. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all of your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. All right, let's take a look back so we can come up with some notes. I want you to write this first one. This is going to be number one. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's point one, right there, right there, right there. And that's how the Word of God is. The Word of God is like a God. It's a lamp for your feet. It's like a light for your path. Back in the days, back in the Bible days, they didn't have GPSs. You didn't have all kinds of crazy lights and all that kind of stuff, city street lights or any of that kind of stuff. So you had to find a way to have light for your path if you traveled at night. This could be like that for you spiritually. So let's go back to 73. Your understanding of your commands, may the very rejoice when they see me, for I have faithfulness in your flight. May your unfailing love be my comfort, or your promise to your servant. Let your compassion bring me on and live. Your law is my delight. Put your shame without cause. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear me, for those who understand your statutes, may my heart be blameless toward your decrees, so that I cannot be put to shame. Cough 81. Myself faints longing for your salvation. I put my hope in your word. I say, when will you comfort me, though? Lanskin. Who will punish, persecute? Though the arrogant dig holes, they fall into them themselves. That's point two you can write down. They may dig pitfalls, but then they fall into those pitfalls, those holes that they dig, themselves. So don't you be being arrogant. Point three, write this one down. The word of the Lord is eternal. Eternal. Everlasting. It doesn't go away. It doesn't become void at some point. Eternal. Eternal. Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what eternal means. Everlasting. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and endures your laws. Endure to this day, and all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I'd have perished from my affliction. Number four, the word of the Lord preserves and saves lives. The word of the Lord saves and preserves lives. I know in my life, because my mom believed the word of God. She believed Jesus. She chose to follow Jesus. If it wasn't for that, I would have died. At a very young age. Trust me, I know. I would have died at an extremely young age. Even not been born, because my mom was given a choice. Do you want to have this baby? Or do you want to have it put to sleep? She chose life. And then when I was like 2 years old, 2.5 years old, when I had that cancer deal, she chose life for me again. And I'm so grateful for that. Again, I do not forget your precepts, for you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought you, your precepts, the wicked are wanting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. At perfection I see a limit. Your commands are boundless. It says, I meditate on you so long. Your commands wiser than my enemies. The commands of the Lord will make you wiser than your enemies. That's number five. It'll make you wiser than your enemies. If you can get wiser than your enemies, then you have a better chance to defeat your enemies. Because as Christians, we're supposed to fight our we're supposed to win our battles. Not just fight, but win. I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet on every evil path so that I may obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Point six. The word of the Lord is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. Oh, by the way, listeners, I am not talking about the honeycomb cereals that I think about from when I was little. Nope. Uh-uh. The actual honey from the actual honeycomb. And it says, I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I go away from every wrong path. And teach me your lip, though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping the your decrees to the very end. And then 113. From me, you evildoers, so that I may keep the commands of my God. For your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me and I will deliver. Always have regard for your decrees. It says, you reject all who stray from your decrees, but their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard for us. The last one you can write is, though God discards the wicked, he loves and he chastens those who are his children. What I mean by that is, I mean, he loves and he chastens those that follow his will and his word. Jerusalem shall be let the arrogant press in my eyes. So, what you see here is the word of God brings life. But you can't just believe it. You can't just believe the word of God. You have to do it. You have to put the word of God to work in your life. Put it to work. Don't just let it sit there and be like, I'm not going to read it. You know, I guess I'm just going to. Nope. You got to actually read it and follow what the word of God says. You have to do what the word of God says. And if you do what the word of God says, you'll live a whole lot better. I know that for sure. You will live a whole lot better. And it's not something I have to think about. No, it's not something I have to think about. I know for sure that you will be a whole lot better off if you follow the Word of God according to how the Word of God says. That's why it's so, this is why it's so important. Part of why it's so important that you find yourself in a church where they believe the true Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God. They do not water down the Word of God and say the Word of God is not for today. I told you guys the other day what Dr. Buckley said at the conference last week. We have some, there's preachers that are known about that many years ago used to say, yeah, you got to read the Word of God. You got to follow the Word of God. You have to live according to the Word of God. If you don't read and follow the Word of God, you'll shrink and you'll die. Now, some of these same preachers, they say, the Word of God's not for today. You don't really need to read it. And then they refer to, or whatever, you know, but then they say, you know, you don't need to read it. You know what? I have come up with a name for these preachers. Pinos. Pinos. Preachers in name only. You're not, they're not true preachers. True preacher will tell the church, will tell the congregation what they need to hear. They won't just sit there and tickle your ears. Tickle, 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 tickle. You know, a true born again, water baptized, fire baptized pastor will tell you what you need to hear. And not just some little thing you want to hear with the drive-through service, in by 10, out by 11. Three hymns, three hers, offering, botanical reading, benediction, dismissed. And then go right back where you came from. Nope. Uh-uh. Why it's so important that you find yourself in a church where the pastor totally believes the Word of God, preaches the Word of God. and doesn't just believe it, but preaches it. And you can't just read it at church. You have to read the word at home. Have to. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that this word would get on the inside of us tonight. And that we would put this word into practice, Lord God. And that we would just honor you fully the way that you want us to. That we would live according to your ways. That we would walk according to your ways. And that we would always keep our word with you. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory this evening. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now, Big Ten tournament started today. Michigan does not play until Friday. Michigan State plays, I believe, tomorrow. Maybe they start Friday. I think Michigan will make it to the final game. I think whether they win or not will depend partly on who they play in the final game. If it's Illinois, for example, I think they may struggle again. And being there without Brooks, he could make it a challenge. If it's Michigan State, I think Michigan could pull it out. If it's that team from the South, I would say a toss-up, but Michigan wins. When I say that team from the South, that team to the South, I mean, because we're talking Big Ten, not SEC, that team to the South. Yeah, that team from that state to the South. Oh, Miracle Man, you're doing that in basketball too now. Yep. Because both teams are ranked very high at this point to where it's like a rivalry again. And being the football one couldn't be played this year. So Michigan has to play that team of the South again. I think we beat them again. It would be close again. Do I think Michigan will get a number one seed? I do. Will they go all the way? Well, I'll have to see that bracket. After we see the bracket, I'll talk to you listeners about it and let you know what I'm thinking based on all the teams in our particular bracket, meaning in our particular region that we'd be the number one seed of. By we, I mean Michigan. Now, Michigan State, depending on how they do, can determine in the tournament, can determine if they make it into the tournament, what seed they get, as Izzo looks to continue his long-revered tradition of NCAA tournament success. And I've always enjoyed Tom Izzo and the Spartans. I always have. And so, do I think there will be a point? will both Michigan and Michigan State will both be high seeds in NCAA tournaments in years to come? I think yes. I think there is a good chance of that, actually. And with the way Juwan Howard is coaching that team, I don't think it's just going to be a 1 or 2 year deal. I think he's setting that team up for success. I honestly do. Truly and honestly. And State, though they had a little bit of a slump this year, I'm sure they'll get back up top, as they always find a way to do. So I think Michigan has it. I think Michigan, there's a chance that at some point in the next couple of years, you could have both Michigan and State with very high NCAA tournament seeds. Don't you, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would not be surprised if that happened in the next 5 years, would you?
Not at all.
I think they would have. They would both have to be in separate regions, though, wouldn't they? I mean, or even, obviously, yes, to be number ones, but could they be in the same region possibly and have maybe Michigan as a one or State as a one and Michigan maybe like as a three?
Oh, yeah.
So possibly they could be in the same region. Who knows? Though it won't be this year. Who knows? Maybe it could be next year. Maybe it could be 2023. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. And so that's what I have for sports tonight, is just speculation for Michigan. And I do think they will do good in the tournament. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our immediate loved ones. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver. No rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones, and we're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.